Now, wasn't that savory? You see, when we pool our resources, perhaps Mr. Dreyfus will have some. Mr. Dreyfus, come down. Come down and sup with us.
Oh, he's looking at the Spaniards. The tractors. Look at it go.
Yes. They're making great progress in the removal of our neighbors' homes.
Yeah, now why can't they tear down Dreyfus's creation of shit while they're at it?
Well, friend, I'm sure the forces of progress will get to that one of these days. But bear in mind, you shall go down with it.
Well, And you, Wentworth, what do? Undig your tin can, $100 bills, and go your way? Maybe put up in a hotel downtown?
I have no tin can of $100 bills, Portnoy!
Hell, you don't. I'm no fool.
You aren't.
Yeah, that's right. And I'll piece together your life story from all the used-to-bes you let slip when we're sharing whiskey. And let me tell you, with all the railroads and irrigation dams and citified plans you had a hand in, I wouldn't be surprised if you didn't own one of them hotels down there on Wilshire Boulevard.
Portnoy. Your capacity to dip into the great one mentality can be astounding. Eerie.
Speak plain English.
I'll concede you are correct. Mm-hmm. At one time, I owned such an establishment on Wilshire Boulevard.
Yeah, well, there, you see.
But now, friend, I tell you once and for all, I washed my hands of buildings and structures other than our ramshackleridge. I buried my money, it is true, but not in a place where it could be undug.
Why, if it's buried in hell, I'll go and undig it. You need only tell me where it is, you philosophizing thief.
I gave it to an Indian tribe.
You liar.
I did.
What was your confounding reason in that regard?
I don't wish to tell you.
Have some more whiskey. I'll piece it out of you yet.